keys to success this weekend at Mid-Ohio?
Qualify in the top five. That's going to be the key.
The winner has come from pole 3 years in a row, and I think like 6 out of the last 15. So, you know, how do you start off the weekend strong in practice, to, you know, before qualifying?
Yeah, I think just what we hope is that we roll off in a strong window and then just get her in dialed and move things here and there to get her ready for qualifying. But, man, qualifying here is crucial. My best qualifying here in IndyCar has been, I think, like 19th or something. And we've ended always in the top 10. So I know we can have a really good race. Yeah. I need to start maybe 15 positions better than that for us to give us a better chance at a podium or a win.
Last question for me is, last year you said, you know, road courses aren't really our strength. This year, you know, I heard you talk a couple minutes ago, Barber was very good. Indy road course was better until the rain went crazy. So how are you, you know, what changed from last year to this year?
What changed? I mean, I feel like there's been a little bit of things in terms of setup with that, yeah, that have helped us in a few areas. And just figuring out the tire a little bit more, because it's never the same. Yeah. So it just makes the development of a setup a lot harder. Because, you know, we might be good in one tire, but then we go to another one and we're like, what the heck is this? So it's just, it makes it really, really tough from one track to the other. And we had a really eye-opening test day at Indy Road Course regarding the Barber tire and the Indy Road Course tire, where it really behaved very differently. I keep asking myself, why don't we race the Barber tire at every single road course? Because it was phenomenal. And so, yeah, it's just different, man. It makes the car balance different. It makes the deck different. It makes the way you have to bring it in. It's different. And we didn't really quite know that, because obviously every track will feel different. But once we were able to back-to-back a tire, we're like, wow, there's definitely some difference here.
Cool. Good luck.
Thanks.
Rinus VK with an epic mustache. So I have to ask, you know, now that we're recording, where'd it come from?
Top Gun, man.
Top Gun?
I went there with my engineer and
yeah,
walked out of the theater very inspired by Rooster. So I thought, you know, go with the flow. Also, it is...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever wanted to know how to win a Formula One Grand Prix? I mean, really know. Know about the driver tactics from the cockpit, the strategy calls from the pit wall, and even the mind games in the paddock. There's a lot more that goes into winning a Grand Prix than just 90 minutes of racing. So every week on the F1 Strategy Report, we're taking a deep dive into the decisions that shape every result. Hey there, my name is Michael Laminato, and every week I'm joined by an expert guest from the paddock to talk through the big calls that won the race and the missteps that resulted in bitter defeat. Before every race, we'll look back at the previous year's result and consult the current form guide, and we'll be in your feed after every Grand Prix dissecting the outcome and what it means for the championship. So for your regular hit of Formula One analysis, subscribe to the F1 Strategy Report wherever you get your favourite podcasts. The Strategy Report is a Beer Mogul podcast on the Evergreen Podcasts Network. My name's Michael Laminato, and I'll catch you after the checkered flag.
4th of July weekend, so yeah. America.
All right.
Yeah, I went with America.
All right, I dig it. It's very impressive. It's probably on social media by the time everybody listens to this. But Mid-Ohio, I know you had a good run here and through the road to Indy. So what is it about Mid-Ohio that has suited your driving style over the years?
Well, I think I've been pretty good at road courses always. So this is like a typical, like, really like a stereotype road course. You know, it's American road course where, you know, you get the elevation. You have the long flowing corners, and you know, this is America. It's track, grass, ball.
Yeah.
So, I kind of like it. It's the risk that you're, you know, it's the extra bit of risk that you don't really have in Europe. But it's a cool track. It's really old school. I kind of like the old school stuff.
Out of the last, I don't know, 10, 12 years, 6 winners have come from the pole, and I think 15 in the course of the, you know, 30 years here or so. So what's the key to qualifying, at least in the fast 6, to be up there?
Hey, you want to be up there. There's always a lot of stuff happening at the start.
Yeah.
You get to turn 4 or 5, because that's basically what the first turn is for us. So. There's always a scramble there. I've came away unscathed, got away unscathed all the time actually here, but well, you never know. When you're in a bad place, run at a bad time, you're caught out. So, I think really also with the passing, which is a little bit scarce here, it's not like a big passing track. It's important to, you know, be up front and get good lap times in, clear track. That always helps. So. I saw it in Barber, you know. I was starting from pole, and there's a lot you can do wrong with still having a great finish. So qualifying is very important on road courses.
So with your pole at Barber, your podium finish, you had a strong day that day. Are you feeling pretty confident heading into at least qualifying tomorrow that you can put it up there?
I do. I'm also excited for first practice here.
Yeah.
Just getting in the car again after a little break.
Yeah.
And it's hot. Hopefully it stays dry, because nobody likes this track in the wet. But I think it's going to be a good weekend. We've had some very valuable days in the simulator, where we learned a lot, and I think we can take it here and do better than we have been doing here. So I think, we can go for a good result.
Practice one later this afternoon. You get a longer practice again, like Road America, where you have to run the red tires. Did you like that in Road America? Are you excited for it this weekend, or would you rather that be Saturday morning?
I prefer to have that red tire set
tomorrow,
because in Road America we were on the not on the right setup we wanted to be, and we had to use the red tire, so that, you know, we were not ready for the red tires, basically. So I think it would be better the way it was. I think that's the most logical way, but no, it's the same for everyone, so got to make the best out of it.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Jimmy Johnson, day one here at Mid-Ohio. I have to ask first, how's the hand been?
Hand is good. I fully recovered from the incident Long Beach, and in Indy, my hands got into the wheels again and cut them up. So nothing really bone wise, but the knobs and switches on the steering wheel tore up my hands pretty good. So I still have a couple scars on my hands from the contacts and battle wounds, but all in all, good.
So Mid-Ohio, Ganassi is always strong here, pretty much forever. What is it about Mid-Ohio that seems to suit you guys, and how you feeling about it heading into practice one?
Well, I feel like our driver lineup is probably plays a big role in it, and just how strong Alex Marcus and Scott Dixon are. Clearly, we have a great setup and a great race car. I hope that I can exploit that a bit more myself and be further up the grid. But this track is really a driver's track, and I've watched plenty of races on TV from this place, but until I drove a lap, now I get it. Now I understand it. So many elevation changes, so many blind corners. Really knowing this track and where to place your car is super important, because you come over a rise and all of a sudden the turn's there, and if you're out of placement, you got big problems. So I've been very excited to come back and drive this track. I had so much fun here last year.
Some guys describe it as a high commitment track. It rewards you if you put in 110% effort every lap. Would you feel kind of the same way?
I do, and what really challenges that is your line of sight is pretty short.
Yeah.
With all the elevation changes, you have to commit to a given line and a given pace, and then you climb over a hill and you land on the other side and you're like, that was too fast or too slow. And clearly there's no margin for error here if you're too fast. So I think driving around here makes you want to be a bit more reserved.
Yeah.
But the guys that know this track and know how to go, you're just going to be too far off pace. So you really have to commit.
Coming from IMSA and Watkins Glen last weekend, right back into IndyCar, you didn't get the time off that some of the other IndyCar drivers got. But is it hard to switch on back-to-back weekends like this?
I'm pretty familiar.
Make it challenging?
I'm kind of used to it from my Cup days.
Yeah.
I'm not loving it this summer because my family is in Europe enjoying a vacation, and I've missed out on that with all the racing that I have going on. So I'm aggravated by that. But, you know, thankfully we do have simulators and such.
Yeah.
So after my Watkins Glen experience, I went to Indy and drove in the sim this week and was able to kind of recalibrate my senses to the Indy car, and it should be fine.
Cool. Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.